Blog Talk Radio.
April 4th. April 2011. Washington, D.C., planet Earth. Third planet from the sun. A couple of things that are bothering me tonight. The fact that President Obama has decided to run for re-election. And the next, the other thing is black racism. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Some folks are suggesting that Hillary should go ahead and run. And I've made no secret of the fact that I've rooted for Barack Obama over Hillary, because I just couldn't stand Hillary at all. As much as I do not dislike Barack Obama, and I mean dislike him and his policies, I rooted for him over Hillary. And that was a big mistake. I think Hillary would have been the lesser of two evils, and I hope that she decides to run in the primary against him. In fact, I think if she does, and I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones. The call-in number is 347-884-8500, and for those of you who are on a strict budget, the toll-free number is 877-666, that's right, 9305. I would really like to see Hillary run against Barack Obama, because I just can't stomach this guy for another 4 years. When I think about presidential cycles, I think in terms of, you know, how old I will be when their term is over. I thought about it when George Bush ran for president, and I thought about how old I would be then. And I'm thinking about how old I'll be when Barack Obama, if he wins another term, and when that term ends, how old will I be? What will my age be? And what will I be? Because, I mean, I've never been one for the five-year plan or, you know, that kind of thing, because I believe tomorrow's not promised to anyone. One really shouldn't. Well, I guess you can plan ahead, but not really. You know, it's not that, it's not concrete, because you, no one knows what tomorrow will bring. But I would really like to see Hillary go ahead and challenge Barack Obama. Some people say that she can give him a pretty good run for his money. So I'd kind of like to see that happen. The other thing I want to talk about is racism. And I want to talk about black racism in particular. It's a touchy subject, because here I am, a black man, but I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. And I'm a conservative and a Republican. They're not mutually exclusive in my eyes. And I get a lot of grief for that in the black community. A lot of black folks are like, hey, you know, you hate yourself. You hate the black folks. If you hate black folks, you hate yourself. If you don't like Barack Obama, if you don't appreciate what he's doing, you know, how could you not be for Barack Obama? He's black. How could you not be for Barack Obama? He's the first black president. How could you, you know, all of that talk. And none of it's rooted in his policies. None of the name calling that I've heard, none of the, you know, you ain't no real black man, you're an Oreo, all of that, like, okay. What about the man's policies? Because it's about policy. In fact, why do black people hate Jews? I have an answer to that question. And it's a controversial answer. Black people, not all black people, of course. I know you're not. Fandalis is not not issuing a blanket indictment, but asking the question: why do black people hate the Jews? Not all black people hate the Jews, but a lot of folks have misgivings about Jewish people and the Jewish race. And here's why. I'm going to give you an inside look into the mind of a black person as it relates to Jewish folk. Black folks are jealous. It boils down to simple, childish jealousy. You see, black people equate the black struggle, if you will, 400 years of slavery, 400 years of slavery, all of that with the Jewish struggle throughout the centuries. Now, we got 400 years of slavery or so. That's just the blanket number. And then you've got centuries of slavery and all of that. But people don't see that. They see the 400 years of slavery and being mistreated by whitey. And then they see Jewish people. They come to America for the most part, and Jewish people work really hard. And for the most part, Jewish people don't make a lot of excuses, like the Holocaust and all these centuries of abuse. But no. Jewish people work really hard. Not all. You know, I'm not as a whole. They prosper. Doctors, lawyers, all types of folks making plenty of money, doing a really great job. Black folks tend to make excuses. Well, we were enslaved. Whitey didn't treat us right. We were not treated right, like children. And so they wallow in misery and wallow in excuses as to why they can't prosper or why they refuse to allow themselves to prosper. Meanwhile, you got Jewish people Yeah, they'll bring up the Holocaust every now and then. But for the most part, hard-working people doing the best they can and not making excuses. And black people are jealous. Every time I talk to a black person about black Jewish people, well, they got reparations, they got this, they got that, they got all this, and the Jews this, and the Jews that. Uh-huh. And the Jews control this, and the Jews control that. It's just plain and simple jealousy. It's childish, silly jealousy of another race of people, another group of people who have suffered throughout the centuries and who don't, as a whole, in general, make excuses. That's why the black people hate the Jews. Silly, childish, schoolyard-style jealousy. Because they're not getting their just due. They want their black folks want their reparations. And they'll cite the fact that the Japanese received reparations after World War II, after being interned, that Jewish people received reparations and apologies. Where's my apology? Where are my reparations? Jews got their reparations. The Jews got their apology. The Jews got this. The Jews got that. Whitey got this. Whitey got that. The Japanese got this. The Japanese got that. Where's mine? So childish. It's embarrassing. So that, I hope that answers the question, because I hear it all the time. I was on Perry Steele's show the other day, and it was all about Jews and what they got and what we ain't got. I was on some other guy's show. I can't even think of the name of the show because it was just bizarre and way out there. It was some black militant radio show. And it was all about the Jews, and the Jews running this, and the Jews, it's just childish jealousy. What brought me to, East Coast asked me what brought me to Blog Talk Radio. Well, I'll condense the story. I had decided I wanted to do a podcast. I didn't know what kind of podcast I wanted to do. So I bought this really expensive podcast software, cost in excess of $200 for PC. Then I bought some really cool, really expensive podcast software for the Mac, because I use both Macs and PCs. And I figured, okay, I'm going to do a podcast and just put it up on, you know, somewhere. And as brilliant as I am, and as well-versed in computers and PCs as I am, I couldn't figure out how to work that software. And then one day I was on Facebook, and I have a friend who lives in Miami, and she was doing a show one weekend, one day a week, and it was to talk about food and restaurants and food they like, and it was on a site I'd never heard of called Blog Talk Radio. And she did this show with her friend, and her friend was a co-host, and all they did was talk about food. So I checked out the Blog Talk Radio, and I just went through the conservative column and decided, hey, this is easy. I don't really have to do much at all. I don't have to learn anything. I don't have to, you know, think. So all I have to do is just set up the microphone and all that and just talk. And that's how I came to Blog Talk Radio. Now, I did do this show in Miami when I worked for a company called New Times. The New Times in Miami, and I was talking about conservative politics, Rush Limbaugh style, and someone suggested that I host my own show. Mm-hmm. And so I always thought I'd someday do that. And here I am on Blog Talk Radio. Now, back to black folks and Jews and Gentiles and Chinese folks and who else? Anybody else? Anyway, Sharpton, what brought me to this subject was Perry is anti-Jew. Perry, even a Republican? Is he a conservative? Because I was on his show, and Perry talks like a liberal. I mean, I love the man. I mean, I can't tell a lot of times whether he's been drinking or whether he's sober. But, I mean, I like Perry. But Perry doesn't seem like much of a conservative to me. But Perry was talking about the Jews, and black folks are constantly talking about the Jews, and it's just plain and simple jealousy. Because the Jews have suffered as much, if not more, than black folks throughout history. And they refuse to use their suffering as an excuse for lack of being productive citizens. Oh, yeah, you got your Meyer Lansky's. My favorite. I love that man. Never met him. Of course not. Read all about him. You got people like him. You got, Benjamin Siegel. Hey, Bugsy. You got all these guys. I mean, the difference is they were brilliant. I mean, Meyer Lansky, brilliant. Genius, who, had he not been into crime, he could have been the CEO of some IBM. Even when Jewish people are criminals, they are brilliant criminals. The best. Black folks are jealous of the Jews. Just plain old-fashioned childish jealousy. I'm embarrassed by it. So now we have Al Sharpton declaring that Donald Trump is racist because Donald Trump questions whether or not Barack Hussein Obama was born as a United States citizen. Quite frankly, why doesn't dude show his birth certificate? I'm not a birther. I don't really give a damn. But whether I don't really care. You can put the genie back in the bottle, he's president. What would happen if that Meyer Lansky was a cousin of her? And I got to say this. I am a huge fan of Meyer Lansky's. I have read every biography that's been out there. Little Big Man is my favorite Meyer Lansky biography. Oh, Ice, are you disappointed that I'm still here? Oh my goodness. Well, Ice, Cool Mike will be doing the show starting Friday. I will be leaving here first thing in the morning around 6 a.m. to head for Orlando. And I'll be in Orlando for a week. And Cool Mike will probably start doing the show on Friday. He may start earlier. But I plan to do the show tonight and then tomorrow night. And then Mike will take over after that. I hope I didn't disappoint you too much, Ice, by being here as your host tonight. Yeah, he's going to be doing the show. And I really do have a surprise for Mike. Mike doesn't do his own show. He does Perry Steele's show. He works with Perry Steele's show. But here's what I'm going to do for Mike, and I don't want you all to tell him what I'm going to do for him, okay? But I have a surprise for him. I am Tesla. I'm coming down. I'm going to come see you. I promise. I mean, I'm making that. I'm coming because we have to pass right by there to heading down toward Fort Lauderdale. I am going to gift Cool Mike a year's subscription on Blog Talk Radio for the professional service for his own show for the whole year. I'm gonna sponsor that. I'm gonna pay for that. But don't tell him. Shh. Don't tell him. It's a surprise. I'm gonna go ahead and throw that down for him. because he is such a cool guy. Mm-hmm. Well, I am glad to hear that. I am really glad to hear that, Tesla. Because, Perry was off the hook there. I'm gonna take care of him. But don't tell him now. Where were we? We were talking about Meyer Lansky, and I was about to play this clip about Sharpton calling Trump a racist. I love Meyer Lansky. I mean, even in the Godfather movie, he was played brilliantly I forget who the guy who played him in Godfather Part Two. But hey, because Meyer Lansky actually did quote this, he was quoted as saying that we are bigger than U.S. Steel, and U.S. Steel was pretty big back then. Meyer Lansky was a member of Crime Incorporated Murder Incorporated, but he was a really big gangster right back there with Lucky Luciano and all that group. He helped establish the Five Families in New York. When black folks talk about an OG, original gangster, they're not. Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel, Benjamin Siegel, he did not like being called Bugsy. All those guys, Columbo, all those guys were the original gangsters. Hyman Roth, exactly. Hyman Roth was supposed to be Meyer Lansky's character. When he said we are bigger than U.S. Steel, Meyer Lansky actually did say that. When Hyman Roth was trying to, you know, leave and go to Israel and was turned away in the Godfather movie, that actually happened to Meyer Lansky. He wanted to, you know, and he was deported back to the U.S. and it's a big old mess. But I love Meyer. I think he was a great guy. Later on, he moved to Miami Beach and lived out his days there, and it was really cool. Meyer Lansky never got his hands dirty. He never murdered anyone. He was only arrested once and never convicted of anything. And I mean, but he was just a brilliant guy and really smart. And if there's any criminal out there that you want to just say, hey, I admire him, it has to be Meyer Lansky. He kept the peace, did his job. No one messed with him because he made money for all of his partners, just like the Hyman Roth character in The Godfather. Everybody liked him because he made money for everybody. But, hey, let's get back to Al Sharpton calling Donald Trump a racist because, I mean, what? A racist because he doesn't. Here it is. I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Donald Trump, who is speculating very publicly about running for president, has in the last several days revived this whole issue of President Obama's birth certificate, whether or not he was actually born in the United States. It has been clearly said he was born in Hawaii, which is a United States. Went out yesterday saying he could produce his birth certificate in an hour and produce some documentation, which ended up being not his birth certificate. But regardless of all of that, Rachel Maddow raised an issue that I think bears some discussion last night on MSNBC about is the basis of this really race-based. The fact of the matter is the president has had an African father and a white mother. And why, is the subtlety around his birth thing really raising race questions and legitimacy questions that have something to do with race is her point.
Okay. Fragmented, incoherent speech. I didn't understand much of that. Clearly, Al Sharpton has issues speaking English in a full sentences and coherently. But I think what he was trying to say was that by questioning Barack Obama's birthplace, somehow that makes you a racist. Now, I have a birth certificate. I have that thing with the little footprint on it, which isn't official, because we all get that little birth certificate thing where it isn't official, and then we get the official doctrine. But it depends on where you were born, actually. Now, I happen to be born in Puerto Rico, in Ponce, Puerto Rico. My mom's was Puerto Rican, my dad black. So I was born in Ponce, and we got this little thing that wasn't official and then the actual official document. Okay. So what Trump put out there was the unofficial document, thinking that would be okay, because a lot of us, depending on where we were born, got two sets of documents, that little commemorative thing and then the official document later. Okay. So then there was a furor about that. And so Trump went out and put out the official version. So what's the deal? Why not just produce the document? If there's such a big furor, shut everybody up, Barack, Hussein, Obama, and just put the birth certificate out there. What's the big deal? I don't see what the big deal is here. Put the birth certificate out there. Let everybody see it. Why is everything about race? Why is it always... If you don't agree with something a black person does, or black, what's up with the whole race thing? Who's afraid of a black Republican? What is going on with that? I'm a black Republican. I'm a conservative. I'm going to go ahead and say something that's very controversial here. Here's how I address, and I hope I don't get too many people mad at me. Here's how I explain to black people what the difference is between a liberal, a black liberal, and a black Republican. Back in just after Lincoln, let's go back in time. Lincoln signs the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth is what it's called in the black community. It's actually June 14th, I believe, but they call it Juneteenth. Anyway, black people are free. You have liberals, liberal white slave master who says to the black slave who's packing his bags and heading out to the parts unknown, and the white liberal slave master says, "Look, Negro, you can't make it out there on your own. Stay here on my land and work for me as a sharecropper, and I will take care of you, because you're not smart enough. You'll never make it out there on your own. You need me to look after you." That's a Democrat, a liberal Democrat. We'll call him Chuck Schumer. And then you have on the other side of the road the conservative Republican slave owner who says, "Hey, you're free. Go on out there and make your way. Live your life. Do your own thing. But remember this, you're on your own. It's all up to you. Your life, Mr. Former Slave, is what you make of it. Do your thing. Now, you can stay here and you can work for me. I'll pay you a decent wage. Otherwise, hit the road. You're on your own." We'll call him, this slave owner, former slave owner, Ronald Reagan, conservative. It's all about going out and doing your own thing. You're free, Negro. Hit the bricks. Versus the white former slave owner saying, "Oh, no, you'll never make it. You're too stupid. You need me to take care of you. You've suffered through 400 years of slavery, and you don't have the brains to go out and do your own thing, Negro. Stay here on my property. Work for me until you can't work anymore. And then just die. And I explain it to black folks that way, and somehow they have a hard time understanding that. Both are slave owners. But slavery is over in this scenario. And it's about, now you have, and it's going on today, where you have Democrats who are saying, hey, look, vote for me. Vote for me, black man, and I'll take care of you. I'll look out for you. I'll give you free programs. I'll give you food stamps. I'll give you free housing in some place we call the projects. And you don't really have to do anything. I'll give you free health care. I'll give you free this. I'll give you free that. I'll look out for you. And all you have to do, Mr. Former Slave Man, black man, is vote for me and keep me in office and keep me in power. Because as long as you keep me in office and keep me in power, Mr. Former Slave Black Man, you'll get free stuff. And you'll never have to work a day in your life. And now the Republican, former slave master, present day, we're moving on to present day now, says to Mr. Black Man, I can't give you any free stuff. You know, nothing in life is free. So, you know, I can't afford to give you the food stamps. I can't afford to give you the free housing. I can't afford to give you the free health care. And quite frankly, if I could, I wouldn't anyway. Because you're a grown man or a woman, and you got to make your own way in the world. And I can't give you free stuff. But hey, if you vote for me, you'll never... You can go out and do your own thing. You'll be free to do your own thing and live your own life. Just, you know, vote for me and you'll be free to do your... And black folks are all like, well, wait a minute now. That, what? Why should I vote for you, Mr. Republican? You're not offering me anything for free. If I go over here to this Democrat, this liberal, he says if I vote for him, he'll give me some free stuff. And you know what? All this time, black folks have been used to that, getting something for nothing, getting something for free. And so this is why the majority of black folks vote for Democrats, because black folks have been conditioned over time, ever since the days of slavery, of being taken care of. Of being taken care of and gotten something for nothing. All these years, they've been getting stuff for free. And you know what? I know. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know if AABBCC is black or not. I don't know who's black or white in this chat room. And who's listening to my show right now. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You know it. If you're black and you're listening to the sound of my voice, you know what I'm saying is true. Black folks will vote for whitey, blacky, chiny, anybody, if they can get something for free. Black folks in general will not vote for a Republican because Republicans aren't offering anything for free. And we have a caller. All right, let's talk about it. Caller, you're on the line with Dr. C. Robert Jones on the Dr. C. Robert Jones Conservative Radio Show.
Now, here you go again.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting something for free. What do they
you
get?
Know it. You know
you
it?
Just explain to me what they get free.
Is that you?
This is me, May.
Announce yourself.
Will you tell me
May.
What do they get free?
No. What's your name? May?
M-A-Z-E, Maze.
Like the corn?
No, like Maze, Frankie Beverly and Maze, or Maze and Grace, whichever
but,
one you
but
want to say.
But that's what corn was called, right? That's your name
well,
for corn. Maze.
Well, no, not corn.
I mean, well, the Native Americans call corn maze. Huh?
Have you ever been through a maze? That's what a corn maze is. Yes, you can go through one. But have you ever been through a maze?
I have in England. I went through that maze. I got stuck in there. I couldn't get out.
Well, that's for people that can't think.
I
they always
had to come and find me. Well, no, you know, those mazes are pretty intricate.
Yeah,
but anyway, Maze, you know fully well the reason why you vote for a Democrat is so you can get something for free.
I asked you to name the free things that black people get.
Oh, health care, free. Welfare, free. Housing in the projects, free, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think the housing projects in Chicago, Ida B. Wells, Robert Taylor Homes, all of those homes where you pay, $60 a month for a three-bedroom place, free heat, free electricity for a while, and then they started charging for that stuff later on. All that stuff was pretty much free to put you Negroes in these little places where you could live for almost nothing. Give you
really?
Give you
so
yes.
Okay.
Give, mm-hmm,
you
give
you,
give
what?
You food stamps and money to make children, because every time you make a new baby in the projects, they just give you a little bit more money.
Do they really?
You know.
Can I speak?
Yes, you
so
can.
So what do white people get for free?
What do you mean? It's true that white people are
and more
are,
them are all welfare
a lot,
than
a lot
we
of
are.
Exactly that's because
all
it,
than
you
we
know
are.
Why because black
like,
folks are only represent a small percentage of the total population
you.
Of the United States.
But let's talk about the free thing corporate get because in order for them to start a business
but
they have to borrow money to get it.
We can talk about how many
mm-hmm.
white folks are on welfare
no.
and how many
we
black
wanna,
the thing is black folks vote for liberal white Democrats
well,
and black Democrats because they want
right
something
vote.
For nothing. Go ahead, Mace.
I'm asking you, when they didn't have the right to vote and they was like working for nothing, then what? And you still had government.
Okay, when they didn't have the right
people.
To vote. Do,
yeah,
you,
they
do you know?
They ran away from them and everything.
Do you know
Burned
the reason?
And everything. Like,
do you
like
know
Wall Street and all that.
Do you know
what
the reason
then?
Why? Do you know the
That's
reason
why?
That's
why they
can't
have anything.
No, let me finish my – you asked a question. Did you know – Do you know the reason why Condoleezza Rice became a conservative, a Republican?
I guess because she wanted to be.
No. Her parents were Democrats originally, but in the '60s, they went to vote, and Democrats, white Southern Democrats, they had this thing called a poll tax, and all these different measurements for. That you had to hurdles you had to overcome in order to get to the voting booth and actual vote. You had to take tests, all kinds of things. Democrats.
They sure did.
Well, no. Condi's dad decided he didn't want to do that. He went across the street, and this goes to my earlier story about the white, Republican, and the white. No, let me finish my thought now.
Okay,
I'll wrap it up.
I'll educate you on something you don't know.
All right. So now, Condoleezza's dad went across the street, and Republicans said, "Hey, come on in. You can vote here, and you don't have to take any tests. There's no poll tax, nothing like that. You're welcome to come into my establishment, come in, vote for me, and you don't have to do anything." So my question is, why are black people Democrats? When in the 50s and 60s, it was white folks who were trying to keep them from voting and the Democrat Party, but it was you could vote as a Republican with no problem. Lincoln was a Republican, and he was credited with freeing the slaves.
Can I ask you a question now?
So the reason why, but I'll tell you the reason why black folks are Democrats is because Democrats figured you all out. You can get something for free. And all they had to do was offer you something for nothing.
So now can I speak?
Yes.
Why are you a Republican and why are they Democrats? That's what I like to know. Why are black people Republican or Democrats? Because they both are the same token. Just flip them over. Same thing.
Okay.
Same people. They used to be, you know, like the man out of Alabama. Sessions, one of them, he was a Democrat, then he was a Republican. Now he's a Republican. Why they keep switching up? Just to stay in office, they'll switch up to be a Democrat to win, then they'll switch over to be a Republican. So that's why I say it's not a damn of a difference between neither party. So why are black people in either party? Answer that.
I know why there are black Republicans.
Why?
because we want freedom, true freedom.
Really?
Freedom to do what we want, when we want, how we want, without government interfering in our lives. We don't want something for nothing. We were not raised that way.
If that's the case, why do you have Republicans up there trying to be in government if they don't like government, but then they break their neck to try to
do it? I don't understand what you're saying. What does that have to do with what I just said?
They can hold office. So you know, once upon a time, when blacks were Republicans, during the time when it was a black Wall Street, I told you they always bomb them out or burn them out or whatever they want to do when they up at the top to burn them out because they had land and they owned a whole lot of stuff.
You're all over the place, man.
It was in the Congress.
You're all over the place here.
But the ones we have now, Republicans, them David Duke people. And I don't know why y'all want to even involve them. They don't want you in that party. And the Democrats don't want you in that party because, you see, Strom Thurmond was a Democrat because he didn't want to switch over to Republican.
Why didn't
he? I don't understand why y'all want to be even involved in the party. When David Duke is in the party, you know he don't want you there. Isn't David Duke a Democrat or a Republican?
No, he is a Democrat.
What is he then? No, he's not. And
all right, wait a minute. I was reading in the chat room. Wait a minute. You just said that David Duke, you're implying that David Duke was a Republican. But by the same token, you said that Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. Strom Thurmond was a Republican?
Oh, you can call him a Democrat.
What about Robert Byrd? Was he a Republican?
He was a Democrat, and he was just like with the party, the vicious party, that when they were Democrats. He was in that party. That's why he called himself a Democrat.
Okay.
There's not a damn of a difference in either party, the Republican or the Democrat.
So what's your point then?
That's why I wouldn't belong to neither one of them.
Okay, so what's your
point? So now, why are you fighting for him?
I'm not fighting for anybody. I'm a Republican. I told you
that's
why I'm a Republican.
But why are you fighting to be a Republican when David Duke is in part and all the rest
of
that?
I'm not fighting to be a Republican. David Duke is irrelevant. That was
how long ago
was that, 1986?
What?
That was 1986, 87.
What year
is
he still alive? So if they don't want you in the party, why are you trying to hang along and talk about black folks?
Okay. Are you a friend of Perry Steele's? Have you been drinking,
I'm not a friend of... What'd you say?
Have you been drinking?
I don't drink. Only thing I drink is tea.
Okay.
And you name the flavor. Now, I'm just stating my business since you don't have any.
Okay, all right. Look, Faye, listen.
What?
The reason I'm a Republican is for the reasons I just stated to you.
I don't think you even know.
No, I just told you. Freedom.
So when you say freedom. Freedom from what?
Freedom to do... No, not from. Freedom to...
Freedom
to do what? I'll live my life how I want to live my
life.
I
live my life the way I want to live mine, too, without anybody bargaining, begging, or doing anything.
Okay.
And I'm not
a Republican, and
I'm not a Democrat, and I
live
very happy.
Then you just made my point for me. You're not either, and you get to do whatever you want. But
I'm
if you're a Democrat, you have to live your life the way Democrats want.
I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican.
What
you getting? If you wasn't one, what would you be doing? Thinking for yourself, doing for yourself, and being yourself, not being a sidekick for the party.
A sidekick?
That's right. A sidekick, because that's what you are, a sidekick.
Does that bother you that I'm a Republican?
No, it doesn't bother me. See, I talk Republicans and Democrats.
Really?
Because I think y'all came out of the same cloth. But you're not even you're not even a part of what they're trying to do. I'm going to put it that way. You're on the outside looking in.
Why do you say that?
Just take a look. You'll see.
No, just tell me. Explain it to me.
Because you talk about the Democrats and you talk about the Republicans, but look at the Senate. How many people in there look like you to represent you? Not one.
What does that matter? Whether they look like
you
or not. They have the same. You know what? We have this. Don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, mate.
Those are the biggest welfare groups that you ever want to see, sitting right there in the Senate.
Mays, it's all about ideas. It's not about the color of one's skin. What does it matter to me what the people in the Senate or Congress look like, whether they're the same hue as me? That's not what we're talking about here. You see, a lot of black folks boil this whole thing down to race and what we look like as opposed to how we think.
Look at the stock market. Look at the housing market. Since you always want to put that on us, we didn't have nothing to do with it. We kept our money out of that. That's why we wasn't involved and not going
crazy.
We who,
Mays? Who is we?
The black people, as you want to say. They own
all
welfare.
Of y'all? We, all of y'all? You represent all the black folks?
I don't.
You
and when you were talking about, in the projects don't represent all black people either. They represent America because the Native Americans can't even have their own land to do what they want to do with it. So why do you expect anybody else can do what they want to do? Since you were talking about that maize and corn and how the Native Americans do that, they don't even get respect on their own land, which is their country, and they can't even get no respect there. So what
are you crying, Maize? Are you whining?
I'm not crying. I'm just asking you.
Are you an angry black woman? Are you one of those angry black folks?
No. Why am I angry? I'm happy.
Because this is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you're an angry black
that's
person.
That's y'all lying again. I hear that all the time just because somebody speak their mind and it's not in the form that you want.
It's like the conversation we're having. It's like what we were talking about earlier about Jewish folks and how black folks are whining about Jewish folks and complaining about Jewish folks because they're jealous.
Jealous of what?
That Jewish people are not complaining and whining about their lot in life.
How can you be jealous of something that you are? It depends on what kind of Jew you're talking about.
No. For the most part,
it depends on what
how
kind you're talking about.
Do you hear Jews making excuses for why they are not doing well?
You sit here making
all
an
the time. You hear black folks making excuses.
Really?
Or why they're not doing well? I hear we have another
because
call.
Because they get redlined and everything. They get redlined and everything.
Hey, caller, you're on the line. Dr. C. Robert Jones, Conservative Radio Show.
Wow, the first time caller for me. It's cool, Mike. What's up?
Mike, is that you?
It certainly is.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to kind of weigh in on the topic.
Sure, sure. Maze back here. She was mumbling on about something or other.
She can join in the discussion. That's fine. All right,
Maze. Okay. Maze, you're on with cool Mike.
Hello?
I think you have a valid point in some ways regarding that both parties could be two same sides of a two-headed coin. However, there are there are very big differences right now in the parties. And one of the problems with the Democrats is they're trying right now to push that all of us become very dependent on the federal government. And that's not good for anybody. I don't agree with the way the Republicans are going as well, but there is a huge, you cannot deny, the Democratic Party is almost taking a step towards communism.
Oh, no. Here you go. They both work together. Look at Clinton and Bush sitting together. He's saying he's just like a father to him. Clinton is a Democrat. Bush is a Republican. So how do you wrap those two together? And then you got Mary Madeline and her husband living together, a Democrat and a Republican. So don't tell me that they're not both of the same coin doing the same thing.
Well, hang on a second. Let me finish. George Bush, who I argue with Dr. Jones about all the time, I could not stand George W. Bush, but he is not for socialized medicine, which really puts the American people dependent on the federal government. I mean, I am not
no,
sure.
No, they're not being dependent on the federal government. What the problem is that the medical companies want to rule everything, which most of the Republicans are doctors and have clinics and different things. That's why they don't want to let it go, because I would rather have my money go to my doctor, not my insurance company, the way it used to be. Not what some bureaucrat going to say.
In a free market system, you're free to open any kind of company. That's the free market. That's the market of the free system.
Yeah,
it's not have something
everybody
government.
Everybody
well,
can
own something. Well, I'm well aware of that. But the bottom
well,
line
they
is that
be able to.
They should be able to.
They got to get laughing. Some
that
people
right
get mad laughing.
That statement right there is overboard socialism.
No, what I'm
they
saying,
should be able to.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You got to have license through this system. You got to have license to have everything. That's what they redline people, make sure.
Well,
they
you have to have a license so you don't have some quack, whatever their skill trade
it's
is.
A quack. Yes, it's a quack. Yeah.
Well,
let me jump in here for a second. Maze, anybody can own their own company.
No, they can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, they can't.
But the thing is, offering the thing, the beauty of the free market system is offering a product that somebody wants to buy,
yes,
or a service that somebody wants to partake of. Let me give you an example.
Let me give you that.
No.
Bill Cosby wanted to purchase the station. They won't let him purchase the station.
No.
We
can't
own
that. You know what?
We can always spend our money to make other people rich.
FCC licenses are a different kind of thing. But if you want to start a company, you can start a company right now.
He wanted to buy NBC, and they denied him the center. And then he wanted to buy a football team or the ownership of a football team. They can't do it. Because it's redlining.
Oh, my goodness, Maze.
That's what
I'm
trying to say. So you always talk about what can be done and what can't be
Maze,
done.
Maze, you said that, you said, your statement was that
everybody
anybody
should be able
can start a company. Anybody can start a company, Maze.
I'm saying everybody's community should be equal.
Oh, okay, so
if
that's socialism.
If you want to reach out my community and get rich off of it, your community should be.
All right. Okay, Mike, go ahead. Go ahead. Join in there.
You want to reach out to
I really. May's comments speak for themselves. I mean, that's.
They sure do, and yours do too.
So are you a socialist,
well,
May?
But I mean.
What?
Are you a socialist?
Are you a socialist?
No. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, but you just said that everything should be equal and everybody
should
have.
It should be.
Well, that's socialism.
If they did, then you wouldn't be complaining about one community and another one.
I'm not complaining about anything.
One community shouldn't hold your money and do different things with it and then block you out so you can't own.
Oh, my goodness.
So I name a lot of stuff that welfare done in the name of business.
Right.
And that's welfare, corporate
so,
money
so,
all the time.
So,
more than
so
the
you're
welfare,
a socialist,
mate. It'll be these people that you talk about.
You're a socialist.
You can call
admit.
Me what you want to call me.
No, admit it. Please. Come on out of the
car. Y'all come up with these fascist names and all of this stuff. It don't make a
come
business.
On out.
I'm
come
an
on
American.
Out.
That's what I am.
Come on out, honey. Come on
now,
out.
Is that good enough for you?
No. Come on out of the closet.
I'm an American.
Come on out of the communist closet.
Well, is that good enough? Are you going to call me a Democrat at first?
Come on out of the socialist closet, man.
I don't know anything about you, May, except for the things that you have said tonight.
That's
and
like you don't
when
know.
You
Listen
are talking
about
government, when you are talking about government, big an intrusion in individual lives.
But you want to call the government, you talk about it all the time, but then let's
all right, we have another caller on the line joining all three of us.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? This is Michael in Atlanta.
Hey, Michael.
I know you don't have much time. I just wanted to chime in and say this. May, I do understand some of your points, but I would suggest to you.
Are you a Republican?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay,
but
I know.
I would suggest to you that in order to make your points, which some of them are valid, to make sure that you have more resource of information.
I do have resource information. I see it every day.
Okay, well,
they gerrymander
the
place
so
where you even live in Georgia.
Sometimes what happens
so you can't
is
get what you need.
When you have a valid point like you do, just to ramble or just to make invalid statements makes it appear like you
what
don't
invalid,
have a point.
What
do
invalid
understand
did
that
I say?
You do have a point.
I'm glad you understand that I got one. But just because I don't want to be a Republican and nobody convinced me to be a Republican.
No, it has nothing to do with that. You know, I look, I'm an American first. I don't really get into this whole cliquish thing of if all the Republicans start hanging folks tomorrow, I'm gonna vote for it too. I don't get into that thought process. I'm more of the conservative thought of Republican. You know what's going to be fiscally good for the rest of the nation. You know
well,
whether
why do you
I
have to be a Republican to do that? Why can't you just be a normal person and be that way?
Well,
that's
here's
what
the problem
get.
because most countries all across this world don't operate in a unilateral way all the way to success. So that's what these gentlemen are trying, or that one gentleman is trying to say about socialism. You can't just say all-inclusive. At some point in time, you have to have people who have the opportunity to get up for themselves. So that's the
they
point.
Had that. They, every time they get up for themselves, every 40 years, they'll push back a little bit further. So if you go back and you look at what happened to Black Wall Street, during that time, they had their own community. They had everything that they would love to have a community to do what they wanted to do. But no, they got burned out.
Well, you're wrong there, May. One of the problems in the black community is that the black community cannot live with each other. That's one of the biggest problems.
Y'all can't live with each other
neither.
No, let me help you. Y'all can't live with each other neither. And the people in other countries can't live with each other either because y'all always
the bottom line is messing with them. What other people have done when they've been redlined.
We live close to each other than y'all do.
Well, through history, when you say, y'all, I'm not really understanding that, but in history, nationalities and races have been redlined. It happened to the Jewish. It happened to the Italians. It happened to a lot. But they formed their own businesses. They formed their own co-ops. And another thing, it never really helps when you have a situation when you want to tame racial issues. Okay, there are just racist people everywhere, and you can't, you cannot basically say this group is all race, whatever.
There's racism everywhere.
But the bottom line is, let me make my point. The bottom line is when you have a situation like with the Duke lacrosse team, and you have people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and others. What about the lady that just apologized
to her for being raped so many years ago when you got judges sitting up on the bench, need to be in prison themselves, and
May, you're making my point for me. You just made my point. But you know what, May? They probably did what they did to that girl. See, May, that's the point.
So a baby came out of it, and I'm jumping from subject to subject. And you're actually proving the
point.
But let me get off the air and just say this. The thing with black people is really, and I'm at fault, people like, I don't know Robert personally, but people, those black males who have succeeded, we have to turn back to our youth, our male youth.
There's a lot of males that have succeeded that y'all don't even know, and things of that
to bring them up. So our problem, per your point, May, and I'm agreeing with your point, is that
well, let me tell you some of the ones that I know, as black males who have made it, we have a problem
with going back and re-educating our own like other races do. But I'll back up and listen.
Well said. Okay. May,
that's what I'm saying.
Can you make your argument as coherent and concise as that?
They always talk about the black males that's in trouble. They never talk about the black males that's doing good and doing things that make this world better and a better place to be in. They don't talk about them. They always talk about that one out of five. That one.
All right, Maze. I'm gonna give. Okay. Thank you, Maze. I really do appreciate you coming on and talking.
So you gotta get me off the phone.
Well, no. We have less than 2 minutes remaining, and I'd like to.
Oh well, I'll call you back again whenever you come back on.
Please do, sweetheart.
I enjoy it.
Call tomorrow. All right, Mike, you want to finish up? Thank you.
No, Doc. I'm gonna join you tomorrow too. So
all right,
I'll join you about quarter after the hour.
Wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yep. We'll see you, Doc.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We have less than 1 minute remaining. That conversation went on long, and I didn't really get to say much about Al Sharpton and black folks and Jews and all of that, and I'm really glad that I didn't. So thank you so much for being here. The calls were great. Everybody was great. Cool Mike was here. Bob, everybody, thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. Come back tomorrow. We'll finish up this conversation, and we'll talk some more about Al Sharpton calling folks racist and all the other stuff. Once again, I will be on my way to Orlando tomorrow, but I will be there in time for tomorrow's show. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great night, and thank you again. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, wait. Okay. Yep. Got it. Everything's all right.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight. Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you before your hot forehead. Then you'll feel everything's right, yes, everything's fine. And it's cruel. Get worried, try not to turn on to problems that appear.